This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. The Colorado Senate begins debate today on next year's state budget. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods reports lawmakers say they've finally figured out what to cut to make up for a $1 billion gap.
The final proposal from the legislature's budget committee largely preserves funding for public schools and Medicaid, the state's two largest expenditures. Instead, it slashes money for transportation, local governments, social programs, and state agencies. Budget Committee Chair Jeff Bridges addressed the group at its last meeting.
This has been a torturous process. Seriously, this has been extremely tough. We've asked a lot of you, and you all have delivered.
But the Budget Committee says this is just a temporary fix. They did not address the state budget's structural problems. That means cuts will be needed for years to come. And this year's budget fights are by no means over. They will now play out in the House and Senate, where the rest of the legislature gets a chance to weigh in.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Healthcare workers face a significantly higher risk of workplace violence than people in other fields, and they're seeing more incidents since before the pandemic. A bill in the Colorado legislature aims to address it. Democratic Senator Kyle Mulica, an ER nurse, is the sponsor.
You don't get into this field to get beat up. You want to help people. So we need to address it. We need to do all we can to try to create a safer environment.
The bill would create incentives in payments from a state health agency to hospitals if they adopt a formal policy. The bill passed a Senate committee and now goes on to the full Senate. Snow that's hitting the mountains today looks to spread out to much of the state later in the week. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.